telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What is up, everybody? Happy Monday. I hope your week is starting out well. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. We all got something to talk about the day after the Super Bowl, don't we? And here is my question of the day. And in fact, we've set up a listener poll on this question for the entirety of today's show. I want to know, who had a worse day yesterday? Seal? More on that in a minute. And by Seal, I mean the artist, the musician, the singer Seal, Drake, of famed beef with the halftime performer Kendrick Lamar, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? Who had the worst day yesterday? Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? You can participate in our show poll in a couple of ways. One, you can go to the Maggie Dawn show page on Civic Media's website. That's at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. You can click and vote there. Or probably the easier way is you can text one of those three words, Seal, Drake, or Chiefs. That is Seal, Drake, or Chiefs, using the Civic Media app, or just by texting 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I think it's kind of a toss-up, everybody. I mean, who had the worst day? Seal, Drake, or the Chiefs? We're going to get to why Seal was having a very bad day yesterday in just a moment. I will spend some time today talking about Kendrick Lamar's epic performance yesterday at the Super Bowl. It's always funny when white folks freak out. And there was some white folks freaking out yesterday after Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance. We're going to talk about all that more. Got a stacked show at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be joined by my good friend, Casey Peake. She is the Senior Director of Early Childhood Policy from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll be joined by Casey and the executive director of Madison's, the Dane County Head Start program. Her name is Jen Bailey. We're going to be talking today about how Trump's ham-fisted, I'm just going to stop all government funding, maybe sort of, but yeah, I really mean, who knows what it is. But it is having very real-world consequences. If you don't know what Head Start is, we'll explain that. But in a nutshell, it is a way to provide childcare for families in poverty, very low-income families. It is a childcare federal program. Oh, yeah, and federal's, and of course, Donald Trump's ham-fisted approach to federal funding, screwing up Head Start across the state of Wisconsin, not just in Dane County, in Waukesha County, in rural counties. So this is, again, Donald Trump putting your kids at risk, Wisconsin kids at risk. We're going to talk about that at 3 o'clock with those lovely ladies. And, of course, at 3:30, it is Monday. And so I'm going to have, in case you missed it, with Dom Salvia. Of course, I'll ask Dom who he thinks had the worst day, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, if you want to text in your vote, please do so via our text line, 855-75-CIVIC. Just text in any one of the three words, Seal, Drake, or Chiefs. Or you can go to the Maggie Dawn Show page at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show and cast your vote there. I got two great friends with me helping out with the program today. I got Aaron Zommers on the board. I got my senior producer, Jamie, helping me out today. Okay, Aaron, let's put you on the spot. Who do you think had the worst day yesterday? Seal, Drake, or the Chiefs?
I don't know. A secret fourth option would be Tony Romo, just because he spends all his time on the air being like, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest man to ever live. Mahomes, that seemed pretty Mahomey to me, Jim. And so
Mahomey,
I think he might be the secret fourth option. But barring Tony Romo, I think I might have to go with Drake, because the Chiefs winning three in a row is a tall order. Drake, he just can't catch a break. Whether or not he should is another matter. But he just can't catch a break
entirely
with this whole feud between him and Kendrick.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about that, do a little bit of a deeper dive. But if you are curious, Maggie, why the heck are you talking about Seal? The Kiss from a Rose guy from Batman Returns like a couple decades ago. Why are you slamming? Why are you giving the haterade to Seal? He was once married to one of the most beautiful women in the world, Heidi Klum. Yeah, at one time, Seal was sort of at the apex of all things entertainment. Oh, not anymore. Aaron, I think you've got the sound from Seal in one of the most, I don't know, weird, cringe-inducing commercials yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Refreshing.
It's kissed by the perfect amount of tropical lime.
Well, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast, a blast of tropical lime.
Good looking Seal.
Okay. So Seal, the artist, was transmorphed into an actual seal in this commercial. When the commercial itself calls out how very weird it is, like, it was so bizarre. I don't know if you all caught that, but, you know, a kiss from a rose turned into a kiss from a lime. My flipper, and he's like a seal on a rock. There were multiple seals with Seal's head as the seal on these rocks and his flippers trying to hold the... Did you clock how weird this was yesterday, Aaron?
Yeah. It started playing, you know, the commercial for Baja Blast. And then all of a sudden you see this uncanny valley, this seal with Seal's face, just kind of his head just moving around in this strange way, singing about his flippers can't hold Mountain Dew. My roommate and I just kind of looked at each other with blank expressions.
What?
And then looked back at the TV like we didn't even know what to say to that.
I was also, I'm rarely rendered speechless. That was like, just take a note, Maggie. Like, Seal, once at the apex of all things entertainment and pop culture, has been brought low. So very, very, very low. Hence why he makes today's poll of who had the worst day or the worst day yesterday, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs. My inquiring mind wants to know what your opinion is. You can participate in that poll by texting Seal, Drake, or Chiefs to 855-752-4842. This is my top one of my quick things today, few quick things is how I'm starting every program, few quick things today about the Super Bowl, what was up with Seal and that Mountain Dew commercial. Oy vey, it was not a good look. Not a good look. Again, participate in that show poll, text in Seal, Drake, or the Chiefs. All right, did you have a favorite commercial, Mr. Zommers, that you enjoyed yesterday?
I don't know. I think the one where they asked about... Or where they tried to push for having women's football being a varsity sport in every state. That was really good. I liked a lot of the ones that were about appealing to our better nature as people.
Yes.
Just because I feel like a lot of the ones that try to be funny have gone too far.
Yeah.
Which makes me sound like an old person. But I just mean trying to use internet humor at a corporate level always just comes off-putting to me.
If it's super self-aware, Like, I actually thought there was, I think it was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial with like Ben and Casey Affleck and Jeremy Strong. Jeremy Strong, if you don't know who this guy is, he's an actor who takes himself really seriously, is into method acting, which is you just immerse yourself in the role. And that was a funny moment because they, in that coffee commercial, they had Jeremy Strong like emerge from a vat of like soaking coffee beans. And so that when it's self-aware humor, that will often work for me. But oftentimes they're like stretching the metaphor too far. It was just icky inducing often. One of my top ew commercials from yesterday is the one about Hellman's mayonnaise. And I think you have some of the sound from that as well, Mr. Zommers, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there's cut 7. This one, y'all, this is for a mayonnaise commercial. Make it make sense. Let's take a listen.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
Why?
Hello?
Nobody remembers that.
Something wrong?
Not doing it.
No good?
Nothing.
Well, we can't have that.
Yeah. Mmm.
What's happening? Mm. Here we go. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
So good. Mm. Oh, it's just. Woo.
Oh.
Oh.
This one's real.
Yes.
Lunch and a show, huh? How about that?
And that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
I'm competing with a condiment.
It's so terrible. Now, if you're all of my generation, you definitely remember that epic scene from When Harry Met Sally. Hellman's mayonnaise bringing back Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan to recreate that moment, except for mayonnaise. Not only was the commercial disgusting, that turned me off to mayonnaise more than I already am. How about you, Aaron? Ugh.
Yeah, I just kind of pretended it wasn't happening.
Yeah. I think all of America pretended Donald Trump saluting during the national anthem and Meg Ryan eat a sandwich with mayonnaise. Cringe inducing. Folks, we're going to come back with just a few more things about the Super Bowl. You can participate in our show poll today. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.